I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual, and we'll be getting into some new cutting-edge information concerning an update on the AI takeover of the planet. We'll also be getting into some really fascinating detail concerning human history. And also, I'll be guiding into a number of possible minefields that are out there that our listeners may want to avoid. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari 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 Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Swami Satchitananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. Hari Om is another term for the absolute. It can also mean remover of obstacles. And the Om Shanti means peace. I'd like to take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. And extend an invitation for you to contact me concerning questions you may have over material presented on ET Yoga, as well as to make suggestions concerning program content. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing concepts, ideas, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. And you can contact me at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, it's provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, mainstream media, big pharma, and technology to the best ability given your particular circumstance. I'm not going to go into detail on the reasons for that on tonight's program because it's kind of a lengthy topic. However, in preparing for tonight's program, I was kind of surfing the net and came across an interview with Carrie Cassidy. She has been doing the show Project Camelot for about 15 years. Comes up with lots of very good information there. And interesting, because she's a big proponent of the White Hats, that she brought up this information that is kind of bombshell news regarding the fact that Courtney Brown, who runs the Farsight Institute, which is primarily involved with remote viewing, they recently discovered that there's an AI program operating that controls the Earth and Mars. And what's so important about that? Well, about, I don't know, time flies, 3.5 years ago or so, I made the comment on ET Yoga that AI already took over, and what you're seeing now is the rollout. And the proof of the rollout is the AI army, which came about through the COVID vaccines connected with the 5G networks. This is all AI, and this is all part of getting so much graphene oxide into people and hydrogels, et cetera, and experimental mRNA vaccine and experimentation, that they've now become Homo Borg Genesis, a new species. And that's the AI species. And further to that, I had on my program a few months back Ishmael Perez, a member of Guardian Alliance, and he indicated information I'd never heard before, that the largest AI computer program in the universe is called Omega Metatron. That's the king of all AI. And that apparently it had taken over other galaxies. But apparently the timeline that we're on in this galaxy, actually, humans went out in the end, according to his information. And that there's another AI program called Animus. That's A-N-I-M-U-S. It's a very large program. Maybe what the Farsight Institute and its remote viewers came up with was this Animus. I'm not sure the name of the particular program. We know that there's a program called Red Queen that up until now has been given credit for collating all the information, every email, every communication on the planet, including military, that the Red Queen is in charge of that and is under nobody's thumb. No human actually controls it. And so the situation basically is that AI is the biggest threat to humanity, even though we're being, of course, distracted by this war in Europe, with the Russian and Ukraine situation, and also the start of an economic collapse. But the main threat on the planet is the AI takeover. And it all goes hand in hand with not only with the statements that I said a few years ago, but since that time I've been connected with Cosmic Agency at Odyssey.com, which is a group of Tigetan Pleiadians which are in constant contact with some people on the planet. They've posted, I don't know, about 800 or 900 articles at swaru.org. That's SWARUU.org. Amazing articles, giving us more of a true reflection of our true history instead of the garbage that we've been taught over the course of time. And their information indicates that both sides of all wars have been controlled by a cabal. And just like the Republicans and the Democrats give the people the illusion of choice, all these wars, there's the illusion of the good guys and the bad guys, and it's all theater at one level, but of course the people that suffer, it's not theater to them. And the Pleiadians have talked about the fact that the White Hats in particular are can more aptly be described as controlled opposition. And as somebody once said, no, they're not the ones that are the baby eaters, and they may be connected with some positive ETs that have assisted with uncovering some of the pedophilia and child pornography rings in the on the planet, and men are helping in many ways to do some positive things. But in point of fact, as the Pleiadians have pointed out, it's not like there's a good choice. It's kind of like the lesser of two evils. And I'm sorry to bust your bubble there if I did, but that's been my conclusion based on the beings that helped me out with information. And they're really on the ball, blows my mind. I mean, I've been doing this show for 16 years. I started off with, four or five topics that I wanted to present way back in 2007. And sometimes, you know, a week goes by and I have no ideas for what I'm going to do for the next show. And somehow or another, something captures my attention. And I follow it to its logical conclusion and I get help. And to my way of thinking, a cutting-edge show takes place and it gets presented. Of course, there's no way that ET Yoga is going to be the most popular program in the world, because you'd have to be a match for the frequency and the information that's presented on this show in order to be connected. And it's the same with the Cosmic Agency at Odyssey.com. I think they've got 6,000 subscribers. They've been operating for about 5 years now. And you're only going to attract a certain number of people. And for the most part, unfortunately, the bulk of the population doesn't have a clue, you know, what's going on. And it's my pleasure to present that information so you can follow up on it, because I don't know if Courtney Brown presented this on his show yet or not, if it was information that was shared between Kerry Cassidy and him, kind of communicating. But anyway, it's that sort of cat's out of the bag, that there is an AI program controlling the Earth and Mars. And the glimmer of hope that humanity has, as Ismael Peres clearly points out, is there'll be a bifurcation of the timelines, and it has to happen, I think, within the next 6 years maximum, because otherwise AI totally takes over. So we're going to have this bifurcation of timelines where one timeline goes to a 5D or ascension scenario, and the other timeline goes to a transhuman agenda. And that's what lies ahead. The good news is that once humans start existing in the 5D world, our DNA is going to start activating, because we've got the most amazing DNA in the galaxy. We're the best this galaxy has to offer. We're the combination of at least 22 primary ET races that developed us into a 12-strand DNA and 12-chakra system, but we've been operating much, much below that level. And this is all required in order for us to eventually, according to Ismael Peres, defeat the AI near the end of the millennium. Now, I've been hearing from so many people about, you know, seem to be in the dark about our human heritage or our cosmic heritage. And by the way, Ismael Peres has a book out called Our Cosmic Heritage. And when he was on the show, we confirmed pretty much that we have the same viewpoint on that. And I first got clued in, like, oh, I don't know, decades ago, through the book UFO from the Pleiades, which was a contact by a Pleiadian called Semjaze and Billy Meyer. And there were some irregularities that the Pleiadians admit in the Billy Meyer story, but didn't take away from the fact that he was a contactee. And our human history was articulated in that book, UFO from the Pleiades. And also, I came across some information that I want to share with you from Jalila Starr of the Nibirian Council. And I'm going to start off by talking about the Royal House of Aln, and that's A-L-N. The House of Aln in the Orion constellation. The original members of the House of Aln were known as Carians, that's C-A-R-I-A-N-S. and had physical bodies that resembled humans with wings, feathers, and beaks. And they had not begun that way, but as they have evolved over millions of years to an intelligent, enlightened, and spiritually evolved race, they have changed form somewhat. The ruling class of the Carrions originally resembled our eagle. And like many races, there were many different varieties of Carrions, some as big as pterodactyls or as small as a hummingbird. The Carrions came from the same universe as the felines of the House of Avion, and that's A-V-Y-O-N. And due to the fact that the birds evolved before the mammals in the evolutionary timeline, the Carrions were more evolved race than the felines for a very long time. There were Carrions that arrived by invitation of the founders to begin the universal game of polarity integration. Eventually, the House of Aln established themselves on a neighboring planet in the Lyran constellation. And by the way, it's in the UFO from the Pleiades. Our evolution as humans comes from the Lyran constellation, L-Y-R-A-N, Lyran constellation, Vega star system. And so they established themselves on a planet in the Lyran constellation in order to begin the first grand experiment of integration on the first Earth, Avion. That's A-V-Y-O-N. And both houses intermarried to create alliances as part of the grand experiment. The Carrions created the race known as the Reptilians, such as in the fifth and fourth dimensions. In those dimensions, the House of Aln is located in the Orion constellation. It was only during the time of the first Earth that the House of Aln moved to the Lyra constellation. Jehovah is the current ruling patriarch of the 9D Royal House of Aln. So if you're one of those people connected with Jehovah, Jehovah is not God. He would be, and I guess we would define him as a high-ranking Anunnaki. And Enki is the reigning patriarch of the 5D House of Aln at this time. And in case you didn't know this, it's come out through Ishmael Perez and the Tigetan Pleiadians at odyssey.com that we've been misled over the course of history to think that Enki was the good guy and Enlil the bad one, but in point of fact, it's reversed. Enki was the bad one, and Enlil the good one. And until recently, Marduk would be Enki's firstborn son, was the current commander of the Federation flagship Nibiru, having seized control of it from his grandfather, Anu. Now, the Royal House of Avion originated in the First Earth. At the time, it consisted of people whose physical form was feline. And these felines arrived in the Lyra constellation from another universe that had recently completed itself and its universal game. In that universe, the game was the same one chosen for this universe. It's called by the name Polarity Integration. So in point of fact, it was the felines and the Carrions who were invited to come to this universe. And that doesn't mean that there isn't a God or that God didn't create life, because God or Source created everything. But this is the particulars of how the humans came about. The felines were invited here.
L-I-A-L. And the Atlara, or the Law of One, opposed them, thus creating the current polarity we see today. And about 70% of those incarnated on Earth today had lives in Atlantis. And I'd like to invite the ET Yoga listening audience that you can always go to the archives, because unless you're a stenographer, you probably didn't get all of that information down. You can always go to BBS Radio ET Yoga, and when you come to that page, if you scroll down far enough, you'll come to archives. There's no strings attached, no charges, and the archive from this program is usually available on about Tuesday of next week, and they're all tagged by subject titles, so you can always listen to this program at your leisure to go over that material, because not many people that know about that. There's a lot of people that seem to know about where we came from, however. And people like Lisa Royale, Alex Collier, Andromedan contactee, obviously Jalila Starr, and Ismael Perez even has a book out of, right now called Our Cosmic Heritage. The Tegetan Pleiadians confirm this. And also Semjaze, another high-ranking Pleiadian who contacted Billy Meyer. So you can get information out there that will confirm the information that I said, at least the parts about us coming from the Lyra constellation and Vega star system. And some of these other particulars, the only place I've ever heard it from was from Jalila Starr. But it all meshes with what downloads Ismael Perez was getting, because we discussed this. And if you're interested in finding that archive, that's also, I don't recall the date of that program, but it would be about somewhere around 3 months ago. If you look for a special, I did a two-hour special with Ismael, I-S-M-A-E-L, Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, or Z, depending if you're from Canada or the U.S., and that two-hour special is there, and you might find that quite a fascinating show. My personal opinion is one of the most fascinating ET yoga shows that I've ever done, with amazing information in there that's totally cutting edge. So now I want to move on to some minefields that are out there, because man, there's a lot of people that just can't put two and two together or put the dots together. And so I'm kind of went over some of my notes over the course of time. And one of the things I like to do on ET Yoga is give my audience a heads up. And one of the big ones out there that absolutely nobody I know of is talking about is the problem of having sex with the vaxxed. Because if you have sex with the vaxxed, you're swapping body fluids. This is the same as sexually transmitted disease. You're swapping body fluids with somebody, you're the same as being vaxxed. And this applies not only to like single college kids who seem to be a little more indiscriminate about who they're having sex with, but it's also true for married couples as well. And this is a big, big, big minefield. And if you get it, if you get the picture about what these vaccines really are, they help to cut off your soul signal from source. They cut off your empathy gene. They change your entire blood system within about a half an hour to an hour of taking these shots. Every cell in your body is different. You're talking about you become part of the Homo Borg genesis. You become part of the AI army set up to be controlled through an AI program because you become like an antenna with this graphene oxide in you. And if you really understand what this is about, there is no way you would ever even consider, I don't care how you're being pressured, you would never cave in to taking these. It's a bioweapon. It's not even a vaccine. It doesn't meet any definition of a vaccine. You would never even consider this if you had, you know, if you could put the dots together, do a little bit of research. This doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. It doesn't prevent the spread of COVID. It doesn't do anything health-wise. It's a bioweapon developed by the Department of Defense, given to pharmaceutical companies for production. And it's for population control and elimination, population reduction. And I'm sorry to say, but, you know, not only that, but there's the shedding factor, and that another topic that hardly anybody wants to talk about. Because this spike protein that's created in these people is toxic, and they're shedding toxicity. And once this toxicity passes your acceptable threshold, you'll be getting symptoms as well and getting sick. Like if you're spending a lot of time in close quarters with shedders, you got problems. Now, I can recommend the most, effective product out there that I know of, which is a tea, pine needle tea. Pine needle tea apparently allows your receptors to not be susceptible to the shedding. And this was first passed on through Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, James Rink on Super Soldier. Dr. Mikovits, it originally came from her and then went to these other two sources, and then I picked up on it. And apparently that's what a lot of the elite are using to protect themselves, pine needle tea. And you can get extracts of it as well, so it's how you can get high concentrated. It doesn't cost that much. But you need to be protecting yourself. And I'm not going to get into all the details about if you're married with somebody and you're vaxxed and they aren't, or they aren't and you are, but it's a big problem. Now, another thing is that these PCR tests can be as bad as the vaccines. In some places, they can actually vaccinate you with the PCR test. And in some of them, they just jam this swab up your nose with the hydrogels in them, and you can go and look and find it. Go to Rense.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, and you can find on there people and what these hydrogels are like, and they can break the blood barrier and go right straight up into your brain. These PCR tests are ugly. And if you should be avoiding those to the best of your ability as well. And according to Annika of Kemmer, this is a Pleiadian take getting, quote, only go to the doctor in life-threatening situations. And I happen to know for a fact that some doctors are paid bonuses for your death. And some doctors get like a $40,000 bonus if they vaccinate 100 children. under 2 years old and doubles to 80,000 if they can come up with 200. I mean, this is it's outrageous what we're doing to the children. Another big minefield. And also out there that they're starting up now, apparently 100 million animals have been vaccinated now, too. So it's now entering the meat and products. And I just saw YouTube today that apparently they've been putting nanoparticles in our food for the last 10 years or so. You can check that out, do the research. And I know they also have, they're trying to get approval to put the mRNA vaccines in your vegetables. And as far as I know, they're still trying to get approval, but of course they'll get the approval. And one of the big ones out there is that Americans are just totally oblivious of are GMO'd products. GMO'd food, I mean, it's been banned in like 60 countries. But in America, you know, I have people, I got friends who are like, oh, what's GMO'd mean? I'm like, well, it can't be bad. Everybody eats it. Yeah, look how many sick Americans there are. How many people do you know that are taking 8 to 10 pills a day? Most of the people I know. Do the research. And by the way, you know, while you're watching the football game, you think everything's hunky-dory and you're drinking a couple of beers, that's all made with GMO'd corn. I won't drink American beer. No, I'll drink European beer. You know, Stella Artois, Heineken, Wernes Grüners at Aldi. Really good tasting beer, quite cheap. But I'm not drinking American beer. Then your TV is the major brainwashing tool. You cut your cable off. I mean, get a brain. I mean, personally, I'm not paying to be brainwashed. I mean, I don't know about you. And microwave food? What a joke. It's in all the new houses. Everybody's microwaving their food. Unacceptable levels of radiation. Pathetic. And what, you can't figure out that the fish from the Gulf isn't any good to eat? Or that most of the Pacific Ocean's being wiped out from the Fukushima radiation? I personally won't buy anything from California, especially wine or anything grown. All the water's messed up from radiation. And just like everything else, all swept under the rug. We don't get the truth about anything. These agencies that are like Federal Drug Administration, the CDC, the Environmental Protection Agency. They're right. They must be all run by Fact Check, which is another misinformation. Twist the truth. Fact Check's a joke. Trying to give people a heads up on a lot of things going on out there. You got to wake up. And on a less physical level, you got the World Health Organization. There's another criminal organization that they want all these countries to sign a treaty giving them basically total power as to what constitutes an emergency, and to decide the procedures and what measures to be taken, for example, for lockdowns or vaccines or testing, etc. Something you need to keep an eye on. And the powers that be have also agreed to increase their efforts to require vaccine passports, despite the fact that these vaccines are not a prevention for COVID, nor do they affect the spread of it? So what is the reason? What could possibly this be based on except for BS? And the FDA recently had another annual meeting or something, and they're going to be recommending regularized annual vaccines, advocating that you skip the original shots and go to these annual boosters. And by the way, all this stuff is still under the emergency use authorization. So if there's no emergency, then what are they talking about? I don't know. About a thing I heard the president say that the emergency was over. And how come they're not getting fully licensed? Because, you know, because they'd have to do some testing and show some results. But a lot of these Pfizer documents have been released. They've been explored. And one of the things that came out of those is that there was absolutely no testing had been done prior to it being given to the public and touted as safe and effective. Pfizer documents show this. Do your research. And mainstream media, there's another joke. Okay, take a look and do the research. You know who owns all the mainstream medias? Well, maybe with the exception of Fox. Vanguard and BlackRock, do they control them? And, you know, the truth of the matter is that it's for the last, let's say, 10 years, you pay no attention to alternative news and you just, you know, up to the positive, da-da-da-da. You know, for the most part, it wouldn't have mattered. You know, you'd be more or less aware of a lot of issues. But, you know, when it comes to this vaccine, you know, you got to know what the hell's going on. This is one issue that you have to take your attention and place it down here on the earth, inside this matrix, inside this simulation, and figure out that they're trying to kill humanity off. You know, and if you can't figure that out, then, you know, you got something wrong with the way you're in your brain. Like, you can't think. You can't put two and two together. And I might also add that there's starting to be a couple people out there. Lisa Haven did a little follow-up on this chemical spill in Ohio. And the best information's at Project Camelot, Dr. Robert Young. He gives a real scoop on it. He's saying you can't drink the water. So in my estimation, I want to see somebody from the federal government go to that Palestine, Ohio, and go to somebody's house and drink the water. That's what I like to see. Yeah, let's see that on TV. I mean, according to this Dr. Young, this is like America's Chernobyl. And it affects a wide range. Like within 1,200 miles of the original site, there are issues. I couldn't prove it because I'm not an expert, but based on the fact that nobody showed up there for a couple of weeks investigating, that mainstream news doesn't even basically cover it. There's a lot of red flags. Oh, and I learned today that about 4 months ago, there was a movie made about a train crash near this town in Ohio. A movie. Sci-fi movie. Oh, that's coincidence. Sorry, don't believe in coincidences. Never have. There are no coincidences in this world. Everything is there for a reason, because it got created. Well, it's about that time in the program when I give my best to the listening audience for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I always close the program by having a technique shared with you called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A, the Vichara, or the Who Am I technique. And it was a tool used by Sri Ramana Maharshi, one of my inner teachers, with his close disciples. And I picked it up actually first from Baba Ram Das. And he actually published this technique in a little newspaper in Vancouver, British Columbia, called the Georgia Strait. And I did it and went right through the doorway. It was kind of like, so it was so powerful for me that I try to share it with my listening audience. The idea being is to be focused on the idea of who am I, get to the highest place you know how to get to first. So you might want to do your asanas, you might want to do your pranayamas, you might want to do meditation, you might want to do whatever, hint, hint, and get to the highest place you know how to get to first, and then become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or twice, or whatever's comfortable. The main thing is, get your full attention, become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.